Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about a time when a distressing spirit was at work. I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 16, reading to you verse 14, where we read, "But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him." It was a very sad contrast. Just the verse before, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13 says, "The Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward." But then the following verse, verse 14, says that the Spirit of God departed from Saul. When the Spirit of the Lord left Saul, there was an empty place that had to be filled. So a distressing spirit came to Saul and troubled him. We read, "A distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him." And that troubles some readers of the Bible. It's good to remember that there are two senses in which God may send something. He may send something in the active sense, or he may send something in a passive sense. Actively, God never initiates or performs evil. He's the Father of lights, in whom there is no variation or shadow of turning, according to James chapter 1, verse 17. But in a passive sense, God may withdraw the hand of his protection and therefore allow evil to come without being the source of the evil itself. This is what happened to Saul. First, the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. This means that Saul lost his spiritual protection and covering. So Satan was more than ready to send a distressing spirit to fill the void in Saul. This is why the continual presence of the Holy Spirit for all Christian believers is such a comfort. We don't have to fear that God will take his Holy Spirit from us. But Saul clearly had the Spirit of the Lord come upon him at one time, for example, back in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 10. And as he was proud and rebellious against God, Saul resisted the Holy Spirit. He told the Holy Spirit, "No, and go away," so many times that God finally gave Saul what he wanted. But Saul never realized the price he would pay when the Spirit of the Lord departed from him. Saul thought that he would be freer to do his thing without the Spirit of the Lord bugging him. He didn't realize that he'd be in even more bondage to a distressing spirit that troubled him. Still, even in this state, Saul could repent. He was not past the place of repentance and restoration. It was up to him to receive God's correction and to respond with a tender, repentant heart before the Lord. The rest of Saul's life would show that he did not receive God's correction with a repentant heart. But we don't have to make the same mistake. If God would bring us or allow us to have a situation where we receive his correction, let's respond to it right away. That's something that each and every one of us can do, and we can do it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.